It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, today as we start our study in the book of Ephesians, I would ask that you get your Bible and have it ready as we study in the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 4, and I'll give you a couple of minutes there, a minute or so, and I'm not going to rush you, but you know, God is good to us, and He's allowed us to gather our hearts together now so that we can study the Word of God together. And as we study the Word, I believe that you and I need to be reading the Word together, if at all possible. Now, if you're driving in your car, I don't expect you to get out the Bible and start reading with me. That's the time when you can listen. And I pray that you do study the Word of God and that you are in the Word of God and the Word of God is in you. And I pray that you know Jesus Christ, the living Word, and that He is in you, that the Holy Spirit is indwelling you right now. And He is, if you know Him, if you know Jesus Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit is living with you right now. Well, we pick our study up today in the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 4, and we're looking in the book there. And in verse 5, it says, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism." Now, we look through this verse, and we're down to the point of looking at something. And I said last time that, you know, He's never going to fail you. He's always going to be with you. And also that there's one faith. There's only one faith that takes a person to heaven, and that is the one and only faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you remember, if you were with me last time, 1 Corinthians 15:17 says, "And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins." 1 Corinthians 15:14 says, "And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain." And we keep reading in that chapter of 1 Corinthians 15:20, it says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and became the firstfruits of them that slept." We have the confidence of knowing today that Jesus Christ is alive. He has risen from the dead. And our preaching, our teaching, our witnessing for the Lord is not in vain because Jesus Christ has risen from the grave. And because He has risen, 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong." In other words, prepare yourselves, be strong in the Lord, get into the Word, pray and talk to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when things come along that sort of just knock you down, you need to stand fast. We need to be on guard constantly because the devil wants to throw things in our way to hinder us as saved people from proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior, from having victory in our own lives. Now, when I say victory in our own lives, I'm speaking of being able to keep on keeping on for the Lord. Victory over the things that come in that want to drag us down, we can have that victory. We watch and we're on guard and we stand fast in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're to stand strong like strong men and women. Be strong in the Lord. Well, there's one faith, and that verse says there's one Spirit. And I would have you to know that there is only one Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit is the one Jesus said He would send. John 14:17, it says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Now, we know that we have the Holy Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ living within us. Well, you may not be able to feel the Holy Spirit at this time. You may not be able to feel the Holy Spirit, but we are not saved by feeling. We're saved by fact, faith, and then comes the feeling. But the Holy Spirit is indwelling us, and that Holy Spirit is going to lead us into all truth. Some people think you have to have some kind of an out-of-the-body experience in order to realize that you have the Holy Spirit. Well, what I need is to know that the Lord has told me I do have the Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit lives within me. His Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, is there because God has told me that in His Word, the Holy Bible. There's only one Spirit. There's only one God. There's only one Jesus Christ, but they're all three one. And once again, I say this, my mind is finite. I cannot comprehend everything about God. If I could, then that would mean that I am God. But I simply realize and know that according to the Word of God, there's three in one, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One Spirit. That one Spirit today lives within every believer. Jesus Christ promised the Holy Spirit. He said He would come. When He would leave, then He would send the Holy Spirit. Well, we know that Jesus Christ came. We know that He did go back to heaven. We'll see that in verse 7, 8, and so forth. How that He rose from the grave, and that because He did rise from the grave, He went back to heaven, and He sent the Holy Spirit. Now, the one Holy Spirit of God is given to believers only, not to those who are unsaved. And it says in John chapter 14 and verse 17 that the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. That means that the people without Jesus Christ, they do not have the Holy Spirit of God. The one Spirit is received at the moment of salvation. People do not pray to receive the Holy Spirit, but pray to be saved. And when saved, they receive the Holy Spirit. I've heard some people talk about praying through. I ask one person, who do you pray through to? And they really don't know what they're doing. They really don't know about what they're talking about praying through. Well, when you pray, you're praying to God. You're praying that God would hear your prayers. And before He can hear your prayer, you must know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Praying through is works. We do not work to get saved. We trust Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who gave His life for us. We trust Him to save us. We don't get to heaven by works. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy that He saved us. It's nothing we can do to earn salvation. It's all been paid for. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. That's the payoff for sin. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Now, if you want to have eternal life, then you can have it right now. We don't have to wait to have eternal life. Once we trust Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have eternal life. We're on our way to heaven. It's just as if we're already there. But we have eternal life the moment that we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, and we have someone else. We have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is received at the moment of salvation. Remember, you don't have to pray to receive the Holy Spirit after you're saved because He's already there. Jesus said He would send Him and that each person who received Him as Lord and Savior, that's Jesus, would receive the Holy Spirit. I'm reminded in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, it says here, but ye are not in the flesh. Well, I still have flesh and bone. What's he speaking of here? He says, but ye are not in the flesh. This is Paul speaking. You're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That simply means that we've passed from death unto life. That means that death does not have control of us anymore. Now, of course, we're going to die physically. That is, unless Jesus comes back first and takes us up to heaven through the rapture of the church. This old body's going to die. But when we think of this, we're alive unto the Lord. This old flesh is going to go away. But this is speaking about living for the Lord. It says, ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Why is it that so many people fail in the Christian life? Why is it that there's so much turmoil and adversity in so many local churches as we look around today and in the past. And if the Lord tarries, there's going to be problems in the future. Well, why is that? I believe that there are certain individuals who have made professions of faith who have really never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They've never said, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for the sin that's in my life. I'm sorry for the things I've done. Lord, I'm not going to go try to go to heaven my way any longer. I'm going to go your way. And Lord, I know your way is through Jesus Christ, your Son, the one you sent to this earth to die for me. The one, Lord, who was buried, who died, he was buried, and he resurrected from the grave. And Lord, I believe that he is God. I believe that he is the one who can save my soul. And Lord, I'm asking right now, Jesus, would you save me? Come into my heart and save me so that I can go to heaven. Now, if you'll pray a prayer like that, the prayer's not going to save you. Jesus is the one who's going to save you, but get serious with God. Get serious with Jesus Christ. He'll get serious with you, and he'll save you if you want to be saved. If you're tired of going your way, sin's way, then you turn to Jesus Christ and ask him to save you, to come into your heart so that one day you'll see him personally. And when you do that, you're going to receive the Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean that you're going to jump up and down and dance around and all of that. Well, you could, I guess, but you could be happy enough to do that because you are saved. But the Holy Spirit is not going to glorify himself. He's going to glorify God. He's not going to draw attention to himself. Now, I said earlier, you may not be able to feel the Holy Spirit. Why? Another reason is that he came to glorify God, just as Jesus did. He came to glorify God the Father. And that's what we need to do. We need to glorify God the Father by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior, first of all, and then realizing that he has given us the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit dwells every believer. But you're not in the flesh, the Bible says, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You get saved, and you have the Spirit of God living within you. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You pray, you call to the Lord to be saved, not to the Holy Spirit. You receive the Holy Spirit after you have been saved. Now, God loves each one of us. God loves the Christian today. He loves you, Christian, and he wants you to show that you love him. Now, you don't show him your love because in order to get saved, you show him your love because you are saved. And person that has never trusted Jesus Christ, you cannot show God how much you love him unless you get saved. Unless you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you can do everything good in this life, what you would consider good, but in the sight of God, it is sin. Why? Because you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You do not have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. Get saved today. Ask him to come into your heart. Save person, serve him today because he has come into your heart. You do have the Holy Spirit, and he's made it possible for you to serve him right now.